The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3155. Today it's the last of our episodes looking at the enormous feature on The Mandalorian in Empire magazine. And the particular part we're going to talk about today is the interview with Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So there's a bit of reading between the lines that I want to do with this interview with Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau that makes up the third part of the three-part feature about The Mandalorian in Empire magazine. Basically, it has to do with Luke Skywalker at the end of season two of The Mandalorian. So there is some stuff in here from Dave and Jon about how they arrived at Luke being the person at the end of the season simply because of logic more than anything else, but also because of the fact that Dave Filoni said to Jon Favreau, "Look, Ahsoka can't be the one who takes Grogu. I've got plans for her." But they are right. It makes sense that in this particular time in the Star Wars galaxy, Luke Skywalker is the guy if you want to have somebody training your Force-sensitive person. However, they go on to say that the relationship between Din Djarin and Grogu is the core relationship in The Mandalorian. So when you take steps to break that relationship apart at the end of a season, you gotta do something about reuniting that relationship. And so reading between the lines, basically, the Book of Boba Fett is, you know, as much about, you know, telling a story about Boba Fett as it was about telling a 2.5 Mandalorian season story, where we see that the Mandalorian and Grogu are separately not doing altogether that well without each other, and so they need to reunite them somehow. In other words, they were able to get themselves out of the corner that they had painted themselves in thanks to the Book of Boba Fett. And some of Dave Filoni's own comments also support this. He talks about how he thinks that, yes, a season should have a feeling like it's ending, but that he also doesn't particularly like hard endings, as he puts it. Specifically, he says that he likes when there's at least just a little bit of a hope that something can continue onward. And so looking at the end of season two of The Mandalorian, his thought process was, you know, how does Mando go on? But it seems like that kind of thinking is, how does he go on in terms of getting back to that relationship? And Filoni also says, you know, your adventure continues on every day. And so this is the mindset that they're bringing to the creation of the series. Another interesting element of this joint interview has to do with, well, we'll start with Dave Filoni talking about how the reason why certain characters from his previous Star Wars storytelling are showing up in live action is simply because he loves the characters. He says there's no particular strategy about it, that it's just part of his Star Wars experience. And so that's why he is bringing characters like Ahsoka and Bo-Katan and Sabine Wren into Star Wars live action. But there is some kind of strategy going on, as we know, because of all the talk about how various series are building up to some sort of larger event. And this has been talked about since December of 2020, back at that Disney Investor Day when they revealed all the new shows that they were going to be producing. But at a separate point in the article, they asked Jon Favreau about his work in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and moving away from that, and what it's like comparatively to be working on the Lucasfilm stuff. His answer is a little bit hard to parse, but it basically sounds like as things were building up in the MCU, it was becoming part of this enormous whole that he was having to be a part of, and it didn't necessarily accommodate what he refers to as his creative process, whereas working on The Mandalorian fits in with that more. He says he could work on things and have it be part of a longer thread as opposed to a larger culmination of storytelling. So, you know, it's a little bit odd when you know that multiple Star Wars series are going to culminate in something, but according to Jon Favreau, he's looking at it as, well, I'm just looking at, you know, one corner of the universe of Star Wars storytelling, and I don't have to worry about the enormity of the picture that we're all building at the same time. And when you think about it, he really hasn't had to do that much. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that with 2018 and 2019, that was The Mandalorian. Then Mando Season 2 debuted in late 2020. The Book of Boba Fett debuted in really late 2021. Mando Season 3 isn't coming out until March 1st of 2023, a week from today. The Ahsoka series was shooting while they were in post-production for Mando Season 3. And according to his interview, apparently with some French outlet, he was writing Season 4. While he was in post-production and while they were working on the Ahsoka series. So Season 4 has apparently been written. But yeah, for him, when you look at how the production process is strung out and the fact that he's not directing every episode the way he, you know, would have been if he was directing a movie, then he's directing the entirety of the movie. No, he's a writer and a showrunner, so he's definitely got a different level of interaction necessary for the production of these series. And you know, there's not as many of them over the course of these past 3 years and change that necessarily seems like when you really step back and look at it. So those are the highlights that I wanted to share with you from that last part of the Empire Magazine feature on The Mandalorian. And once again, if you want to check out the whole thing for yourself, I used pocketmags.com to get a digital copy of it, and it was easy as pie, and that's what I've used actually for previous Empire Magazine releases too. So check out pocketmags.com if you want to get a copy for yourself. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.